Blackpool Sands Street and Stoke Fleming Walk. Stoke Fleming. Back in the 17th and 18th centuries, illicit cargoes were stored both in the cellars of the Green Dragon pub and the Tower of the Church. These goods would have been landed at Leonard's Cove, a notorious hotbed of smuggling down at the bottom of the cliffs below the village. From there, the brandy, silks, tobacco and other commodities were transported up the cliffs through two tunnels, one of which led right into the cellar of the Green Dragon. It is said that a light used to be shone from the tower of the Stoke Fleming Church by accomplices to inform the smugglers in boats offshore that it was safe to land their contraband. The illegal smuggling trade was a risky business. The free traders, as they were known, would be engaged in a nightly battle to outwit the government's revenue men. Smuggling was an important part of the rural economy in those harder times, and almost every coastal dweller was involved in the trade in some way. This made it difficult for the law enforcers to catch offenders, and even more difficult to secure a conviction. Most juries were full of locals involved with or sympathetic to the smugglers, and this was true even of some magistrates. The parish church of St. Peter was originally built by the Normans, and it's thought that the Green Dragon pub probably began life as accommodation for these Norman craftsmen. Centuries of rebuilding and restoration have changed the church's character a good deal, but the original Norman font of red sandstone, carved over 800 years ago, still stands here. The church contains the second oldest brass in Devon, a 14th century representation of one John Corf, with a woman thought to be his daughter. The pulpit was carved by another young woman 500 years later, Miss Violet Pinwell, who was the daughter of a Southams vicar. She produced the delicate and detailed wooden carving when she was only 17 years old. Despite the importance of the sea for food and income, villages like Street and Stoke Fleming were established slightly inland due to the threat of pirates, raiders and invaders. Corsair pirates were still terrorising the Devon coast into the 1700s, plundering communities and seizing inhabitants to be sold into slavery in North Africa. It wasn't until late into the 18th century that growing British sea power brought a sense of peace to Devon's shores.